This is 7AD, and the Tassie Tigers have some games coming up in the next week, a 50-over game and a Shield game. Here's Coach Ali De Winter. Hello.
Hi, mate. How are you?
All right. Pity the two games against New South Wales got washed out.
Yeah, look, it was a real shame. That might have set us up nicely for a real tilt at making a final, but the weather just got in the way of us there and really, you know, stopped their momentum in that one-day competition. But we're still a live chance this Sunday against Victoria.
Yeah, so 50-over game at Blunston. Have you named your team yet for that game? Or
No, we haven't. We're just waiting on a few fitness tests for a couple of our players that may or may not return. So be sort of towards the end of the week before we release our squad.
Right. So who's got injuries at the moment?
So we've had Jordan Silk out for several weeks with a hamstring injury. So he is looking better and better each day. Nathan Ellis is coming back into the team. Jackson Bird will come back into the squad at least. So, yeah, we've got a few, you know, a few of our experienced players that are available for selection. So we hope that they all get through the week and we can select them on Sunday.
All right. So I'm just having a quick look at the ladder in the 50-over Marsh Cup. So Tassie on fourth, Victoria on fifth. So obviously it's a very important game. How many more rounds left in that competition?
Look, we're down to one, so this will be our last game. So we need to win fairly handsomely and possibly with a bonus point to get us to either first or second. And then we are now relying on other results going away. So we would need, I think, Victoria's beat Western Australia in their last round. And that would leave us either first or second to play the final, which I think is going to be in Melbourne at the Junction Oval a few days later.
Right. Okay, well, that's Sunday at Blunston, and then you're off again to the Junction Oval in Victoria for the Shield next week.
We are, yes. That's also a very important game for us. Narrow loss last week against New South Wales, which is disappointing, but we're still well and truly in the hunt for the Sheffield Shield, so I think we'll need to win both of our games, so one in Melbourne and the other is here at Blunston against Queensland.
Who's on top of that competition, by the way?
It's a pretty good question at the moment because the fixture will end up being uneven as far as games played due to the COVID situation, largely with Victoria and New South Wales. They are going to an average points per round way of looking at the ladder. At the moment, we're placed in fourth, but one good win can then skyrocket you back towards the top couple. So it's not really what it seems, that ladder. It's far, far closer than what it looks like on paper. So we're well and truly in the hunt if we play two good games of cricket.
Who's been impressive at training recently? Stood out?
Well, we had a very good Shield game for some in New South Wales. So Mac Wright played an outstanding innings in both first and second innings. Mm. Got past 50 twice. So that was his maiden 50, followed by another one in the second inning. So we were thrilled with his performance. Tom Andrews did very well with the ball with his left arm spin on a turning wicket, bowled very well and played his role. Most of the pace bowlers were very, very good. It was Jackson Bird's first hit out for Tasmania after a long time down with injury. Peter Siddle, reliable as usual. Yeah. And we had a few others chip in with a bat, as well as it being the debut for a couple of players, Nivi, Radhakrishnan and Eamon Bynes. So we're now starting to get some players back. Obviously, we'll have Matthew Wade, Ben McDermott and possibly Jordan Silk available for this next Shield game. So things are looking up for us as far as troops on the ground to select from.
Just on those experienced players you just mentioned there, they'll play the Shield game. Are they going to play Sunday in the 50-over game?
Yeah. They're all available. Yes, they are. Yep.
Very good. You know, I was going to say it's been a bizarre season, but it has been really for the last three seasons. Crazy with COVID and rearranged games and all of this sort of thing.
Hard to really try and find momentum.
Yeah.
I think for any of the teams and those teams that sort of manage that travel and roadblocks that sometimes get in the way are the ones that, you know, will probably be in the finals. We've also had on top of that quite a few injuries and players playing for the country, which is a good sign.
Yeah.
But it's left us very thin. So we've picked some players from outside of the squad and who have all done quite well, but it has been difficult. I don't think we've picked the same 11 players in any game for the whole summer, which is really unusual.
Now, just on picking players outside of the squad, so how does that work? So you've got players that aren't contracted with Cricket Tasmania, so do they just come in and get a match payment, do they? Is that what happens?
They do, and if they play enough games, there is a points qualification that automatically then gives you an upgrade. So yeah. I think if you play 4 or 5 1-day games or 3 1-day games in the Shield game, that's probably enough to get you an upgraded contract. So there's certainly a carrot there for players outside of the squad, and the lads that we've brought in from outside, which have been 2 or 3, have done a really good job for us.
All right. Thanks for having a yarn. Good luck on Sunday and next week in Victoria.
Thanks, mate. Pleasure.